Not only is she the world's greatest ever netballer, she is now officially the world's greatest ever assistant coach of a netball team, because she has single-handedly, from distance, if you don't mind, from afar, guided the Melbourne Vixens through to the Super Netball Grand Final. And, oh boy, I was puffy in the flanks on the weekend when I was doing some exercise. She's not puffy in the flanks. She's ready to go with these girls for a Grand Final tilt. Sherelle, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, obviously my hands are all over this, for sure, from a distance, from an
That's
absolute
right.
distance. Sadly, I feeling a little bit puffy in the flanks too, so I'm on your side of the fence with that. But however, the Vixens girls are not. They're good. They're just having a little rest for that extra week, which I guess in a way will be one of the challenges of this final series. I know we've extended out to a week, which was an adjustment from the almost continuous games of two games a week. And then now suddenly there's the 2 week break. So again, another little adjustment that they have to get their heads around.
Yeah, we spoke to Lizzie Watson about that on Monday, about how to attack that, not only physically, but just mentally as well, because you've had that stimulation. The players have had that stimulation all the way through, Sherelle, and all of a sudden that sort of dissipates for a little while, and having to re-energise and get that back up for grand final week is going to be, not a challenge, but just a bit different.
Well, a bit different, and you're right. It's not a challenge, I guess, because it's a grand final. I mean, if you can't get yourself up for that, there's something happening. But it is that time that they'll have and how they spend that time. For some people, you know, the constancy of it is quite good because they don't have a lot of time to get in their own heads, and you know, obviously the nerves of a grand final can really take some of your nervous energy if it plays too much on your mind. So, you know, that is just one of the challenges of getting straight through. Of course, there's a huge benefit too, because we've got, Kate Maloney left the court in the semi with a little ankle roll. So she's got a bit of extra time. Lizzie, as you said, has got that ankle that she's been dealing with. So, you know, there's a couple of our players who, you know, will benefit from just a little bit of a rest too.
How are you feeling? Because you are central to the Vixens in a coaching sense, but you're not up with them. So you're sort of watching it on TV. It's while you're on the couch, it's unfolding. I don't know whether you've got an exercise book or a clipboard or something as you're sort of going through the game. But do you feel connected to it, or do you feel a bit weird?
I do feel connected. Of course I feel connected, but there is certainly a disconnect with what they're doing as well. And of course there is when you've got that distance with you. So I'm still talking to particularly the goalers every week or before every game, and the coaches quite a bit. So I'm still really involved in the work that I'm doing with the team. But it is weird. And, you know, I've been talking to some of the other staff that are back here in Melbourne about how we might be able to smuggle ourselves across the border to get up there for the game.
So just a bit further on that, I wonder sometimes whether it can be an advantage that you're not in that bubble. And what I mean by the bubble is not being up in Queensland, but a way, having a bit better perspective that you're not involved in every single discussion. Because sometimes inside any sporting team, you can have an inflated view or an unrealistic view of how it's all unfolding, whereas you've got perhaps a bit better perspective because you're outside. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I think that's possibly true. You know, you get removed from all the emotion that's probably sat around being in the hub. I mean, we've spoke to a lot of athletes who have experienced that, and you know, some of them are just thinking it's really easy and cruisy, and others, you know, there's some challenges. And I think probably with the Vixens, it's sat somewhere in between that they've had a pretty good experience, but it's tough being away and in a group like that for so long. So, yeah, having someone that is a bit removed from that can certainly help a little bit, I think. And, you know, as you say, just give it a little bit of a different perspective that hasn't, you know, been all in that environment.
Yeah, right. Okay, it's interesting. What do you do? Is it clipboard or notepad? How do you coach and analyse on the fly?
Well, it's a notepad. And so there's one of our other specialist coaches, who is Susan Meany, who is an old ex-teammate of mine. We kind of sit and we message back and forth as we're watching, and then we kind of gather our feedback together and then deliver it either to the coaches, but sometimes to the players as well, if that's what is required. But it's just an exercise book. These are the ones I use. Oh, well, you can't see it. God, this is I forgot I was on radio for a second. I'm looking at you down Zoom. Oh,
they're
dear.
Beautiful books, by the way, for all our listeners. They're beautiful books.
How much of my life I live on Zoom now. that's good. Yeah, so just a little exercise book. It's nothing too technical for me, that's for sure.
Do and this is Adrian, I'm not taking the mickey here. Do you have Behind the Goals vision?
Yes.
In Super Netball?
Yeah, we do. So we've obviously got just the normal broadcast footage, but for me, I mean, that's good to have. Sometimes you get a little bit of a different perspective, but that down the court view that we get, we get that of every game. So you can certainly that's good. What we use when we do our coding and when we're breaking down our game or the opposition's game. That's the view that we use.
Well, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm pleased to hear that. Now, we've got the Lightning's measure at the moment, and they've got the Fever coming up in the prelim on the weekend. Who do we not want to play?
I don't think either, really, to be completely honest. I think, obviously we've more recently played Lightning, and as you say, we've had their measure in the last two games. Does that mean you want to play them again because you feel a sense of confidence around that? But then maybe that's given them something to build on and to come back at. And Fever for me has been, they've got one of the world's best shooters, if not the best shooter, Jeneile Fowler. And she's really challenging to shut the supply down to. So, you know, on their day, both of those teams can be really tough. So we'll just take whoever comes half and, work on how we're going to break them down.
All right. That's a very coachy answer sort of there from Sherelle Whitey. Very coachy.
I was disappointed. I'm disappointed. But both of you very quickly can go into coach speak.
What are you talking about?
When you get in the zone.
Don't know what you're talking about.
No, of course not.
I've got no idea
of course
what you mean.
Not.
Don't know what you're talking about. But just on the your players and the Vixens, apart from those little niggles, would you be full strength going into next week, do you think, Sherelle?
The only one that we would really be waiting on is Kate Eddy, who is a player who came across back to us really from Sydney. She was up in with the Swiss for a couple of years, and she's just had to miss the game on the weekend with a foot injury. So we're just waiting to see how that pulls up across these next couple of weeks. And this is the thing that's been thrown up in this Super Netball season, is that we've had rolling subs, we've had an extended bench. So what we've seen is some really great young talent come on to the court. And Ali Smith is an athlete who's been with us for a couple of years now, and she is such a competitor. And to be able to step on into a semi-final against an Australian Diamonds player from last year and really do a fantastic job was very, very impressive to see from a young athlete. And we've seen it across the whole season with a lot of young athletes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, let's look after Kate and get her back out there in court so we've got a full squad ahead.